This is 88.5 NEPM. Massachusetts lawmakers propose installing guardrails on AI aimed at transparency in political messaging. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing, Carrie?
Great, thanks. Massachusetts House lawmakers passed a measure last week aimed at managing deep fakes. The bill was filed by House Minority Leader Brad Jones and cautions lawmakers that deployment of artificial intelligence should have guardrails. This comes following, of course, that January deepfake robocall impersonating Joe Biden and instructing New Hampshire voters to not vote. Now, Chris, Jones is a Massachusetts Republican and presumably won't be voting for President Biden come November. But as a minority party, are there issues on which Massachusetts Republicans often work across the aisle, and what's in this measure?
Yeah, we see all the time there are issues where Republicans and Democrats in Massachusetts find common ground, find agreements, not so the most partisan, most controversial things, but plenty of smaller matters. This is one of them. The budget language that the House adopted would effectively require any political audio or visual campaign material that uses AI-generated speech, audio, anything like that, to make very clear this was produced using AI, include a disclaimer at the bottom of the ad or at the end of the ad so that voters could understand, no, that's not actually Joe Biden I hear telling me not to vote. This is a computer program mimicking Joe Biden.
We should note that Massachusetts, of course, is among a number of states aiming to regulate or look into regulating AI. Just last week, Connecticut senators passed a somewhat similar bill, but that may not become law there because Governor Ned Lamont says it could stifle innovation and then make Connecticut look like an outlier. That kind of sentiment, Chris, have Massachusetts lawmakers voiced any similar concerns?
We've probably heard concerns like that around the edges. But overall, I would say that there's not really a clear consensus in one direction or the other about the role of AI here in Massachusetts. Beacon Hill's in more of a fact-finding, fact-gathering mode.
This AI bill, of course, was wrapped into a consolidated mega amendment bundle to the House's fiscal year 2025 state budget, as were hundreds of other measures. So next steps, that'll be sending the House spending plan and approved amendment bundles to the Senate?
Exactly. The Senate is going to roll out its counterproposal, its own rewrite of both the House budget and Governor Healey's budget. We expect that to happen in May and the Senate to do its own multiple days of back-to-back debate with similar gigantic amendment packages sometime in May before the big closed-door talks begin.
Moving on, following some controversial, candid statements made by the state's top transportation official, Governor Maura Healey said Monica Tippett's nut used a very poor choice of words. Healey distanced herself from that border tolls plan. Tippett's nut chairs a transportation funding task force sworn in earlier this year by Healey. That border toll was portrayed as one of the ideas under consideration by that task force. I'm curious, Chris, who sits on that committee and what have they been charged with?
There's a lot of different people on this committee. You know, you wouldn't be surprised by some of them. In addition to Secretary Tippett's nut, the general manager of the MBTA gets a seat. The Secretary of Administration and Finance gets a seat. But there's also representatives from business groups, Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, the Massachusetts Association of Regional Planning Agencies. We're really a diverse group of stakeholders who have an interest in the future of transportation. It's got a pretty broad charge. By the end of 2024, it needs to deliver a report to Governor Healey about the future of transportation funding in Massachusetts and what the state should be doing differently to ensure it has the money to pay for roads, bridges, transit, and the like.
And finally, briefly, on the horizon this week is a deadline affecting ballot questions that are queuing up to appear on the November ballot. What does the law call for lawmakers to do regarding ballot questions this week?
Yeah, once we get to the other side of May 1st, if the legislature has not taken action on the ballot questions as they're drafted and have been under legislative review for a few months now, we officially jump into the next step of the process when campaigns need to go back out and collect more signatures from registered voters. That will be effectively the final hurdle. If they get this last batch of voter signatures, Those questions can go before voters this November.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.